You know this game. We've played it so many times before. You act coy like you always do, never wanting to admit just what you want. Whereas I know what you want. But before you can have it, I want to hear you beg for it. I want to hear you whimper and whine as I tease and toy with you. I want to hear the words. You just have to let them slip out. They want to be free from your throat. They can so easily slide out of your mouth with a moan as I wrap my fingers round your cock. The back of my hand slips your warm, flushed thighs. I can feel you're getting so close after such a long, grueling workout. I paint words on your warm, flushed flesh with my finger, detailing every act, every abuse about to rattle your body. You shiver as you feel that fingertip glide across your chest, as I write something you desire and fear at the same time. Have my own words tied your tongue, bound in ways different than ankles and wrists, and better than any gag I could use. All you have to say is that you need this. You need for me to let you come, and I'll let you, gladly. But you won't say the words, so you'll make me edge you all night, and I'll laugh as I watch you squirm and your toes curl like tiny fists. You're so helpless against my taunting fingers, building you up into an edifice of ecstasy as my whispers tear down your defences. I don't want to break you, though I do enjoy your sobs, born of your stubbornness, all because you won't say the words. It takes my own tongue to loosen yours, circling the head of your cock like a shark. It hounds you and harasses you until you cry out in a quivering voice, "Please, let me come." And I pause a moment, a solitary instant, before saying yes. You buck your hips and thrust yourself between my lips, your breaths broken by shudders before the screams burst from your lungs. You could have had this so much earlier. This orgasm could have been yours hours ago if you had just said the words. But now you must wait. But since you've said them, you have no hesitation to say more, to say all the things you want now. You peer at me, tears in your eyes, a little relieved but so far from complete. "Please fuck me, I need you to," you murmur, so full of desire. And I can't refuse. My groans meet your gasps as I pull you deep inside me, and your fingers play a tune on my back as they slide towards my ass. And you pull me down harder, grinding against me as you try to talk dirty, but all you can do is stammer and sigh. You're so close, but the words fail you. But at this moment, they fail me too. We are clamped flesh against flesh as the heat and passion drive us toward bliss. Your orgasm washes over you and I crash against your trembling body. You're so much quieter, but I can tell it was such a powerful experience. You sob and whimper that you need more as you look at me with longing. Even though you've just come, you're almost instantly hard again, and we can't have that, can we? We don't need words anymore. I wrap my legs around you and pull you even tighter against my chest with your arms wrapped round me. I can't escape, but I don't want to. As you pull me closer, your lips push against my ear, and you whisper what you've wanted most of all. "Please, I want you to come with me. before you kiss me and moan anew. I fuck you with renewed vigour, and your eyes roll back in your head as you brace for another orgasm, and for my own. The only word you can manage now is yes, and you repeat in my ear, those three letters are so beautiful. You start off almost silently, and as you get close to coming, you yell it louder and louder, and it rings off the walls to the echoes of your passion. I'm compelled to come in your embrace, your voice driving me to explode as you do. We're both spent but satisfied, breathless together and without words. But we don't need them anymore, at least until the next time, when it's going to be my turn to say the words. I wonder how long I can hold out for. You're so good at edging. That fine torture is such a fun game, isn't it? And you're an amazing competitor.